So let's review. The Gemara earlier cited in Machlekes Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan regarding Tamei she'ochel basar kodesh l'bnei zrika. Fei Tamei ate meat of a kodesh before the sprinkling of the blood. Rish Lakish amaleika, he's liable for malchus. Rabbi Yochanan amar ein aleika, he's not liable for malchus. And the Gemara now cites a Machlekes Abaye v'Rav regarding the parameters of this Machlekes. Abaye says Machlekes betumas haguf of betumas basar devri hakol leika. The Machlekes is only regarding a Tamei eating kodesh tahar. But if a tar eats kodesh tameh, everyone agrees that he's liable to malchus, as the pasuk says, "Va'abaser sheyiga b'chol tameh lo yechel." And we expound the extra word of habaser l'rabbis etzim l'levayna de'lav b'nei achilinenu v'avelahachi rabbinu kra to include wood and levayna, which are not edible, and yet the pasuk includes them in this prohibition. Therefore, as Rashi explains, "Ubasel lefnei zrika le'gar minayu," kodesh meat before zrika is certainly not considered less edible than wood. Rava says, Machlekes betumas haguf, al betumas basa divi akol ein aleika. The machlekes is only regarding a tamei eating kodesh tahar. But if a tar eats kodesh tamei, everyone agrees that he is not liable to malchus, because kibun de le karinabe betumase la benechus le karinabe vahabasa shayiga b'chol tamei lo yechel. The pasuk compares the warning and the punishment for eating basar tamei. Therefore, just as one is not liable to karas v'basa lefnei zrika, one is also not liable for malchus. According to this explanation, the Gemara adds v'habasa l'rabbis etzim l'vayna k'gen shekitshu b'kli. One is liable for wood or l'vayna only if it was consecrated in the kli sharis, as the Mishnah rules kol sheyesh l'matirim mishikorvu matirav kol she'en l'matirin mishikidish b'kli. One is liable for karis for eating an item of kodesh that is tamei only if the matir, the part of the carbon that permits it to be eaten, was already sacrificed. And if there is no such part, one is liable as soon as it is consecrated in the kli sharis. Therefore, one is liable for wood, but is not liable for basar kodesh mizrika, since the blood, which is its matir, was not yet sprinkled. The Gemara cites another machlekes Rish Lakish for Rabbi Yochanan. Hamale ivar behemet tamei al gabe mizbeach. If one offers limbs of a non-kosher animal on the mizbeach, such as camels or horses, Rish Lakish amuleike, one is liable to malchus because the Torah mentions bakar v'tzayin, cattle and flock, which are tahira in tamei alai, v'lava b'machlal asei like in the love. The Torah permits offering kosher animals, implying that one may not offer non-kosher animals, and one incurs malchus for a lav implied by a positive statement. Rabbi Yechon Amar ein aleika, one is not liable, because lav abam achlal asei ein leikin alav, one does not incur malchus for a lav that is implied by a positive statement. The Gemara rejects this interpretation of the machlekes, because the pasuk says, oisa seichelu, one may eat kosher animals, and we can infer, v'loi behemet tameya. One may not eat non-kosher animals, and yet a brisa says, lava b'machlal asei asei. The Torah wrote an explicit law prohibiting non-kosher animals because one does not incur malchus for a prohibition implied by a positive statement. Thus, the position of Rish Lakish is untenable according to this interpretation. Therefore, the Gemara offers another interpretation of the machlekes. Be'ivari behemet tmeya, dekule amaloi pligi. All agree that one is not liable to malchus for offering a non-kosher animal on the mizbeach. Ki pligi b'chaya. They argue regarding offering limbs of a chaya, a wild species. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Oiver Ba'asei, Behema in Chayaloi. He transgresses an asei because the Torah mentions Bakar B'tzayin, cattle and flock, which are domesticated species, implying that a chaya is not acceptable. Rish Lakish Amar Eina Oiver B'vloi Klum, Ahula Mitzvah. One does not transgress anything because this pasuk only states a preference for Bakar B'tzayin, but a chaya is acceptable B'diyevit. The Gemara again challenges Rish Lakish's position from a b'raisa. The pasuk says, "Zaysa behem asher techelu, shor sech sav meseh izim ayil b'tzvi," mentioning chayis in the list of behemoths, teaching us chayi b'chal behema. The term behema can include chayis as well. However, regarding karbanis, chayis cannot be included because the pasuk does use the term behema as, for example, karban l'ashem behema. Rather, it mentions bakar b'tzayin, cattle and sheep. Therefore, bakar b'tzayin amarti lach v'loi chaya. Only behemas can be brought as karbanis and not chayis. The Gemara concludes, Tiyufta, Rish Lakish, Tiyufta, this position of Rish Lakish is indeed refuted, and chayis cannot be brought as karbanis. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis continues, V'kulan shekiblu es hadam, chutz lazmanim chusim kaimai, im yesh dam hanefesh, yachzer akasha b'yikabal. If any of these disqualified people receive the blood in the klei shavish with improper intentions, if there is still sufficient lifeblood in the animal, a qualified kain should receive the blood again. The Gemara poses several inquiries. Pasul mao shayasa shirayim. If a kohen pasul performs zrika, does the rest of the lifeblood still inside the animal become shirayim, left of the blood and disqualified? Or can the kohen receive more blood and perform the zrika properly? The Gemara answers, ein oisi shirayim, ela chutz lazmanim chutzim kaimai, hoi lemuratz lepigulai. The only disqualified zrika that renders the rest of the blood as shirayim is when the korban was brought with intention to eat it at the wrong time or place, because the zrika accomplishes that the korban becomes pigel and invalidates it. However, the zrika of a pasul does not render the rest of the blood shirayim because it accomplishes nothing. Kais pasul ma'ush yasi shirayim. If a kohen performs zrika with a cup of blood that had left the azara and was thereby disqualified for zrika, does the rest of the lifeblood still inside the animal become shirayim, leftover blood, and disqualified, or can a kohen receive more blood and perform the zrika properly? The Gemara answers, E pasul mashvi shirayim, kais pasul nami mashvi shirayim. If the zrika of a pasul renders the rest of the blood shirayim, then this zrika does as well. But if the zrika of a pasul does not render the blood shirayim, neither does this zrika. Kais, ma'u sheyasa eschaveri dachoy oy shirayim. If the kain received the blood of a korban in two cups and performs zrika with the blood of one cup, does this zrika render the blood in the second cup nitcha, disqualified blood? And so yishpech la'ama, the second cup is spilled into the canal that ran through the azara? Or it renders the other cup shirayim, left of the blood, and so nishpech li'yisayt. The second cup is poured onto the base of the mizbech together with the rest of the blood from the first cup. The Gemara cites a brice in which there is a machlikis in this question. One pasuk says, as dama yishpech, the left of the blood shall be poured on the yisayt. While another pasuk says, "Ves kol dama yishpach," all the blood shall be poured on the yisayt. The Tanakam explains, "Chata shekibol dama ba'arba kaisis, benosn matana achas mizeh, matana achas mizeh, kula nishpach on the yisayt." If the kohen performed the zrika from several cups, the leftover blood in all the cups are shirayim and poured on the yisayt. However, nosn arba matanas mikais echad hu nishpach liyisayt vehein nishpach on the ama. If he performed the zrika from only one cup, only the leftover blood in that cup is poured on the yisayit, and the blood from the other cups is spilled into the ama. However, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says, "Chata shekibol dama ba'arba kaisis v'nosn dal matanis mekais echad kula nishpachan liyisayit." Even if he performs zrika from only one cup, the leftover blood from all other cups are poured on the yisayit. However, shirayim shebetzaver behema, the leftover blood in the animal is spilled into the ama. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis continues with the following four cases. Kibul akasha benasan lepsul yachzer lekasha. If a valid kohen received the blood and gave it to a pasul, he can take it back and resume the avodah. Similarly, kibul biyaminai benasan lesmoy leyachzer liyaminai. If the kohen received it in his right hand and then placed it in his left hand, he can return it to his right hand and resume the avodah. Similarly, kibul bekli kodesh benasan lekli chayil yachzer lekli kodesh. If the kohen received the blood in the kli sharis and then poured it into an ordinary utensil, he can pour it back into the kli sharis and resume the avodah. Similarly, nishpach min kli al ritzpa ba'asvei kasha. If he received the blood in the kli sharis and it then spilled onto the floor and he collected it, it is still valid. The Gemara explains the need for all the first three cases because each one has a kula, a leniency. My pasul tamei, the chazil avodah tzibur. Perhaps a tamei does not disqualify the korban by holding the blood, because he can perform avodah for a communal korban when the tzibur is tamei. Smail is lehechsher b'yemei kippur. Perhaps holding the blood in one's left hand does not disqualify the korban, because some avodah is performed on Yom Kippur with the left hand. When the kohen gadol carries the pan of gacholim in his right hand and the spoon of keteris in his left hand into the kodesh hakodeshim. Kli chayil chazir l'kedushinu. Perhaps pouring the blood into a mundane kli does not disqualify the korban, because the kli is suitable to be consecrated and used for kodesh. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us all three cases. The Gemara questions this last case. When the blood was in the kli chayil, it was temporarily not fit for zrika. This should render it nitche, rejected, and it should be permanently disqualified. The Gemara gives two answers. Chanan ha-mitzrihu. This reflects the opinion of Chanan ha-mitzri, who does not hold up dichui, as he ruled, afil adam b'kais maybe chaveru mizavikloi. If the sar la-azazel, the goat sent to the desert on Yom Kippur, died, they can bring a new goat and pair it with the goat used as the sar la-shem, even if it was already slaughtered, and we do not consider the blood in the cup nitcha. Kol shem b'yadoi lo haba dichui. Anything that is in one's power to fix, such as simply pouring the blood back into a klisharis, is not considered nitcha. The Gemara brings support for this idea. On Erev Pesach, when the Kohen would hurry to bring the many korbanos Pesach, they would fill one cup from the mixture of blood on the floor of the Azara and perform a Zrika, so that in case the blood of one korban Pesach was spilled after it was received, it now had its Zrika, and we do not say that it was Nitche when it spilled onto the floor. The Mishnah concludes, Nasna Gabi HaKevesh, Shaloi Keneged HaYisayid. If the Kohen sprinkled the blood on the wrong part of the Mizbech, such as the ramp, or on the part of the Mizbech that did not have a base, or if he performs Zrika on the upper part of the Mizbech for a carbon that requires the Zrika on the lower part, or the reverse, or if he performs Zrika on the outer Mizbech for a carbon that requires Zrika inside the Heichel, or the reverse, in all these cases, if there's still sufficient lifeblood in the animal, a qualified Kohen should receive the blood again.